We are back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Final segment, bringing it home, rounding the bend, into home plate,
which means it is definitely baseball season.
We're talking gunsmiths with the gunsmith. We're talking guns.
It's May.
And this segment is brought to you by Williams Gun Safe Company. I got to tell you, I was talking to Brian the other day, too.
Yeah.
Just yesterday, I was driving, I was on the road, and he's telling me some of the stuff they got going on.
Yeah.
He's got like $25,000 worth of stuff from vendors and so forth
for this
100-year anniversary. They're just bringing in stuff that they're going to be giving away stuff. They're going to be, it's all the bells, all the whistles. He asked if I could, ride around the parking lot on a unicycle juggling. I said, absolutely.
I hope he doesn't ask me to do that.
if I could, I'd be doing that. That's for sure.
That's awesome.
No, it's going to be huge. 100 years.
He's been in contact with me a couple times this week, too. We've just been texting. He's been asking questions about Jake and his kidney, and new kidney. And very happy. All the guys there, the whole team there has been sending me notes.
John, it's just, you guys, you've been through so much, and it's just been to see this come and how faithful you are and how positive you stayed through this, it's incredible. Uh-huh. And it just couldn't be, we just couldn't be happier for you.
We're very excited. Tom Wright, Brian's father, the owner of Williams.
Yeah.
He asked me one time, probably 5-6 years ago, he says, every time I see you, you're with your son.
Yeah.
I said, well, yeah, we do a lot together,
Sure.
And he said, boy, that's something to see. Yeah. I said, oh, we don't always get along, but we're together. And lately, visiting Williams has been tough for him because it's a big store.
Yeah.
And he has to sit down a couple times, and he's got a walker. Well, he's doing good now. He's just on a cane. But in his atrophy will start to go away after he starts to be able to move after this kidney. So, but it was getting bad. He was almost bedridden. And so what a difference. Now he's walking like 4 times a day. I call him and he's talking to me while he's walking because he's just using a cane, not a walker. It's hard to talk on a cell phone when you're on a walker.
Yeah.
Because you don't have a bare hand to talk with. But but we have a ball. Every time we go there, we're just – Our wheels are spinning in our mind as to what we're going to buy next or build next or what, what ammo we're going to get or what, what are we going to try if we try this rifle. So he's excited. Next week he wants to try to do the show with us. So
awesome.
I said, we'll mask up and we'll do it because we got to wear masks around him and everything right now.
Sure.
So, but we're excited and he's looking forward to life again. So I'm very thankful. So, and with Williams Gun Site being such a great place and 100 years old now, it's exciting time to be around that place. And I can't look forward more than to go there later today and enjoy some time on Saturday there. So, whether you're buying your first or your 10th AR-15 platform rifle, it's not tough. Whether a basic rifle you want to customize or you want to one that's already all tricked out, they have them all there at the store. And I was just amazed going through the website, looking at all the different rifles they have. And literally, Dan, from like $500 to $4,000. They have a huge array of guns from, entry-level AR-15s, basic entry-level AR-10s, up to the real high-end stuff like you see in the movies, good stuff. So I kind of put a good mix together today of to only pick 5 was tough. It was very tough. I could have done the whole show on what they have on their list right now because they actually have more guns on the clearance list, meaning great guns. They bought too many of them or whatever. They have them in inventory and they're going to get rid of them because there's new ones got to come in. They got to make room on the shelf.
Yep.
So they got these clearance guns on sale.
More of those than used guns?
Yeah. In the ARs. So they got a lot of really good AR-15s. Not much as far as AR-10s, as far as used. That's what Jake was looking for the other day when we were there. A couple weeks ago. But now I'll get right started. Remember, you go to WilliamsGunSite.com and look under new and used guns. Used and clearance guns. and you can check these out. Now, as far as used gun goes, one of the real nice high-end AR-15s is from a company called Shytec. Shytec, I've talked about them several times on the show. They're very popular high-end guns made in the USA. The Shytec was the rifle that Mark Wahlberg used in the Shooter, that sniper rifle, that special sniper rifle that he had. That was a Shytec, a 404 Shytec. Now, they also make AR-15s, and they are top-of-the-line AR-15s. It's called the CT-15. It's in 5.56. It's got a 16.5-inch barrel. Has a full-length rail. This one has a written, that's R-I-T-O-N, X1 Tactics red dot sight on it, which is a nice, fast acquisition sight. It's got the real good B5 buttstock, which is the buttstock I put on almost every one of my AR-15s. They have a good cheek rest built right in them. They're comfortable. They have a little bit of a rubber recoil pad, so when you set them down, what I never liked was having a gun where you, if you have to set it down, the buttstock's just plastic and it slides, or the metal ones, they just slide. But this one's got some rubber on it, so even if you set it on a like a wet branch or something, it will at least not
slide.
Got some
grip.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of grip to it. Now, the downside is it also will grab your coat.
Yeah.
So it's but if you're used to it and you adjust your stock right, that's the beauty of having an adjustable buttstock like this one has. You can shorten it up so when you got your winter coat on and you're deer hunting, you can make it fit. Or if you just got a baggy sweatshirt like what I'm wearing right now. I'm toting my University of Toledo Medical Center sweatshirt on. They're known as the Rockets. See there, the Rockets.
Okay, yeah.
Engineering school, big time. But boy, they have a medical department like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So glad to have that on today. Now, so this Shytec with two mags under used gun list price, $1,224.95. Quite a rifle for the money. The second one I want to talk about, I was going to talk about a Colt, and then I looked closer, and it had just been sold. They had a beautiful classic Colt AR-15 Sporter, just like the first one I ever saw, gone. But they got a Diamondback. Diamondback's a good name, good company, 16.5-inch with green hardware, meaning the buttstock, the grips are green. It's got a flip-up front sight. It's got flip-up sights front and back, three mags with the box and manual, only $774.95. This is a really good-looking rifle. The third rifle, used SIG M400. This is the AR-15 from SIG Sauer. Go ahead and say it, Dan.
SIG Sauer.
Thank you. All right. Now, 16.5-inch with one mag. This one's got a Leupold 3-9x40 on it. This is a beautiful gun. It's a 3-9x40 CDS scope. It's a good scope. Real nice hardware. It's got a forward grip, too, so it's got just a great gun. $1,024.95. Remember, these are used at Williams. Next, I'm going to clearance. On the clearance list, another hit from Shytec. Now, this is a Shytec CT-10. It is a 308 with an 18-inch barrel. Most of my 308s have been 18-inch barrel AR-10s as well. That's a popular length for the barrel. Keeps the gun a little bit shorter, a little bit, not a 20 or 22 or 24-inch. Easy to handle. It's a flat top from Shytec. Got one mag. It's got straight trigger, so it's got a really good trigger on it, I'm sure. It's got an adjustable buttstock. Very good-looking rifle. This from Shytec, the CT-10, $2,347.95. Now, there's about 40 others to choose from on this list in the clearance. There are so many to choose from, it's hard to believe, and about 25 others in the used. AR-15s in the used, but not a lot of the AR-10s. So I want you to start thinking about getting a stripped receiver and building your own AR-15. There's a company called APF that Williams pushes pretty good on the receivers. I've done several of these. I built like six of them. They are really, really good receivers, very well made. They're perfect. And I bought some receivers that are kind of ugly. These things are perfect. Well, this AR-15 lower receiver, which is the part that has the serial number on it, you buy it from a dealer, but this is a special one. It is a folder. So in other words, it right on the receiver, the folding mechanism is built in so that the buttstock folds over on the port side of the gun, okay, on the left side of the gun, the driver's side of the gun, so to speak. The buttstock folds right around and makes the gun very collapsible. Basically, you can fit it into a much smaller case.
Yeah.
Deploy the backstock, the buttstock, and away you go. Now, these receivers are very easy to work on. You can buy all the parts right there to build the gun, and you can build it in 450 Bushmaster or 760 by 39, whatever you want to build it in. This receiver right now is in their clearance rack for $277.95. So you want to have fun. You want to do a fun project. You want to spend money little by little. Buy the receiver. Get a lower parts kit. Buy a high-end trigger if you want. Start building your rifle from scratch. You'll be glad you did. And it gives you a sense of accomplishment. I enjoy doing it. I love to build things. As a kid, I was always building models. Now I build AR-15s.
There you go.
So what can I say?
Yeah.
It's part of my genre.
And
my genre. Get it? Oh, I got him on that.
Bad. That was bad.
It's May 2nd. What do you expect?
Hey, they've got them. They've got the stuff you need to do that.
They do. They got
for those
it
projects
all
at Williams Gunsight
yep,
Company.
They do. Yep.
Celebrating
and remember,
100
go to
years.
Our website, thegss.com. You can link to all of them. Williams, all of our sponsors, Diamond Gyms, Tri-County Roofing, and Reliable Enterprises.
Good
we
folks,
appreciate
all of them.
All of them.
Yep.
And
do business
thank you
with them.
For taking time on this beautiful Saturday morning to spend time with us on the radio.
Hey, let's come back, do it again next week. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right.
Jake might be with us next week.
Same time, that's same it. Place. Jake's going to be here. You
yep.
heard it.
Yep.
It'll be a great, we'll get the gunsmiths, the actual original gunsmiths
and
back together again.
We might have another AR-15 put together in that time. I don't know yet.
We'll find out next week when you join us. In the meantime, we'll get you back to that ultimate classic rock right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.